We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're up to page Tzadi Zayin in the standard Ein Yaakov, which is Daf Samach in the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah had said that a person has to make a blessing over bad things the same as he would over good things. As the verse says in Shema, V'avtat Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha, love Hashem with all your hearts, meaning both with good and bad. So, my chayav, what does it mean you're obligated to make a blessing over the good like the bad? If the Mishnah means to say, you say the identical blessing, thank you. You do so much good to the world. The same way you would over good things that happen, you should say that over bad things. You see, the Mishnah says not that way. Over good news, you say, Baruch Atov Amitiv. Over bad news, one would say, Baruch Dayan Emet. So you see, there is a different blessing. So what does the Mishnah mean? You have to make a blessing over bad the same way you would over good. No, the Mishnah was telling us a question of attitude. There's no saying that the two are identical. But the question is, with what spirit do I make the blessing? With what spirit do I make the blessing? Minani mili, what's the source for this idea? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Da'amar Kram, Ba'ashem Alel Davar, Belokim Alel Davar. Ba'ashem Alel Davar, Zumidat Tova, Belokim Alel Davar, Zumidat Puranut. The Tetragrammaton reflects Hashem's approaching us with mercy. It says, Bashem, King David says, when God treats me with mercy and things are fun, so then, Alel Davar, I give praise. Belokim Alel Davar, when God treats me with exacting justice, I also give praise. So you see, the same Alel Davar. The praise is supposed to be identical. I'm supposed to be able to accept things that happen with a whole heart. What's the issue? The issue is that this isn't what I want. Ask me, I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what's sweet. The person asks himself, wait a second, so how am I going to show appreciation? But that's not what I want. What's the answer? How could you fulfill this Mishnah? How could you show the same feelings when it's something you want as something you don't want? Mike, you're coming with me to the ball game tomorrow. Yay! Mike, everyone's going to the ball game but you tomorrow. Yay! How are you going to do that? You know, I'm saying, what? How does a person have the same positive emotion when it's something he likes as something he does not like? So I think the answer to this lies in the connection that we have to Hashem and the recognition that we have that He is running the show. Meaning, if I feel like helter-skelter, you know, whatever happens, happens. So then when good things happen, I'm very happy. Look, I'm lucky. When bad things happen, I'm unhappy. I remember when I was dating. So I dated tens of girls and I didn't meet my wife. So I'd always tell the Shadchanim the same thing. I'd always say two things. Firstly, thank you very much, because if I would have married her and had kids and grandchildren and everything, so then everyone would have said, look at what a genius this Shadchan is, right? Now we have a rule in Halacha that if a person means to do a mitzvah, even if it doesn't come to fruition, Hashem gives them the credit as though they did it. So in Shemayim, you married me off, you already had grandchildren, great-grandchildren, look at what a beautiful family you guys built. The fact that practically it didn't come out to play, it didn't happen, that's not your fault. You tried. If you tried, so in Shemayim, it's as though you married me off. That's one thing I'd tell people. And then they'd say, yeah, but you know, I feel bad, you're still single, you want to get married. So I'd always tell them, if it were up to you or me, I'd be worried. But thank God it's not in our hands. You can try, I can try, but at the end of the day, we're in the best hands in the world. And it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to live it. The greater a person is, the more he can live that concept. And when one lives that concept, so then one can accept what happens and be able to say whichever blessing he has to say with a wholeness and a connection to Hashem. So this is the concept. Now, the rest is our work. It's easier said than done. Rav Acha Mishum Rabbi Levi Amar Mehacha Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira Lecha Hashem Azamera Im LeChesed Ashira Im LeMishpat Ashira. King David says, with kindness and justice I sing to you, Hashem. What does it mean with kindness and justice? If you treat me with kindness, so it's pleasant, I sing. If you treat me with exacting justice, so it's tough, I still sing. Same song. That's the greatness. That's what David HaMelech was teaching us we should aspire to. Rabbi Tanchum Amar Mehacha Kos Yeshuot Esa Uvshem Hashem Ekra Tzara V'Yagon Emtza Uvshem Hashem Ekra. The verse says, I raise a cup over the salvation you made for me and I call out in your name. Things go terrible for me and I call out in your name. King David uses the same Uvshem Hashem Ekra in Tehillim to describe a scenario where a problem was resolved, there's great salvation, as a scenario where he encounters a terrible difficulty and things seem dismal. Either way, uvashem Hashem Ekra, I call out in Hashem's name with the same connection. Rabbanan Amrei, the rabbis, they quoted another pasuk, Amar Kra, Hashem Natan, Hashem Nakach, Yishem Hashem Evorach. Job says when he gets the news that he lost his children and he lost his wealth and everything was destroyed, he says, Hashem gave and Hashem took, may Hashem's name be blessed. So you see, the same blessing he gave when Hashem gave him all the blessing, he gave the identical blessing when Hashem took it from him. Amar Ravuna Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Meir V'chentana Mishmed Rabbi Akiva. We have the following quote in the name of Rabbi Meir, who was a disciple of Rabbi Akiva, and also in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Lo'olam ya'adam ragil lomar kol da'avdin min shmaya letav. A person should always be accustomed to say, whatever they do from heaven is for good. We don't know. We really don't know. Va'adam ha'yavin darko. What does a person understand? You guys know the story about the guy whose tefillin bag, he forgot his tefillin bag outside the plane?
No, not the plane.
No?
Not the plane.
Off the plane. He had to run out, and they didn't want to let him off the plane, and he argued, and back and forth, and back and forth. And after 10 minutes, they finally let him go out, and they said, fine, but we're taking off without you. And he's arguing, no, it's just down there, you could see it from here, I'm going to run out and take it. And they said, if you go off the plane, you're not coming back. And he said, but my tefillin. They said, okay, you could get it, we're not letting you back on. And he's arguing, and finally they let him off the plane, and they closed the door behind him. And the rest of the story I'll print out for you. I mean, it will be posted on the door.
Is it one of them
where
the plane
crashed?
Yeah, typical.
Hey, this is weird.
So,
yeah, I'll... The plane crashed in the world for those 4 years. Can't buy you to fill it.
You'll see it.
And then the FBI would quiz him and say, did you know the plane was going to blow up? And then, like, he got sent to prison. It was all because he cared about his
child. This guy just sang the phone.
He had Rabbi Kiva Vazil Bucha. Rabbi Kiva was traveling. Rabbi Kiva was traveling. He had his donkey, his rooster, and the lamp with him. He came to a town. He knocked on people's doors. He asked for a place to sleep. No one wanted to take him in. He said, whatever they do from heaven is good. Now here's a big lesson. These were the bums in town that didn't give him a place to stay. He said, okay, but the source must be in heaven, that I ended up in this town, and I ended up with no place to sleep at night, no roof over my head. I could have ended up in a different town. They're a bunch of bums. That's between them and God. Rabbi Akiva says, from my perspective, God did this to me, and if God did it, then it must be for the good. Azal bat bedavra, so he went and slept out in the field. In the middle of the night, suddenly hears a roar, the lion comes and eats his donkey. Oh boy, how's he going to travel now? No donkey. He's goes back to sleep, suddenly hears a wild cat comes and eats his rooster. Atazika kave leshalga. And then in the middle of the night, suddenly a strong wind comes and puts out the flame in his lamp. So now he's not going to be able to learn at nights until he gets to a nice town where he'll be able to relight his lamp. No donkey, no rooster, no lamp. He said, well, whatever they do from heaven is for good. And then at that night, atageisa shaviet lemata. A group of marauders, traveling army came in and took the whole town captives and sold them for slaves. When he told the story over, he said, you see, that's what I said every time something bad happened. Everything that happened is for good. Meaning, God had the donkey killed so that they wouldn't see the donkey and come and realize that I'm here and capture me too. The rooster would have made noise. And the little flame, that would have attracted their attention. If there's a flame out in the field, they would have found me. So you see, Hashem didn't make the animals go quiet. Rabbi Akiva could have looked at it and said, Hashem, why couldn't you just keep the donkey hidden and quiet, and the rooster quiet, and everything would have been okay, and I wouldn't have had to lose my donkey and rooster and lamb. No, you see that Hashem, for whatever reason, saw fit to make him lose all these objects, but save his life. And Rabbi Akiva looks at it and says, you see, whatever Hashem did is for the good. We have a quote from Rabbi Meir, you should always speak less rather than more before your Creator. A person, it says in Ecclesiastes, don't be quick to talk and cause yourself sin. Why should Hashem punish you? And you're much better off saying less rather than more. So a person should know that even though he has requests from his Creator, be careful what you say. Better say less rather than more.